The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, Israeli forces have intercepted a civilian aid flotilla sailing for Gaza near the Greek island of Crete. Video footage posted by the group shows activists receiving a radio communication from the Israeli military telling them to turn back or face being boarded. Joining me now is Caoimhe Butterley, who's on a support boat right now. Caoimhe, good morning to you. Thank you for being with us. Tell us where you are and what's happening.
Good morning and thank you. We're presently sailing towards Crete along with a number of other vessels that were not intercepted last night. And we remain in contact and communication with boats that are following and trying to reach Greek territorial waters pre-illegal interception by the Israeli Navy.
So tell us what happened then.
So in the early hours of this morning, without warning, there was increased drone activity over the civilian fleet. And I would like to emphasize that this is a group of civilians from all walks of life carrying both humanitarian aid, but also a focus on the human rights long denied to Palestinians. There was, after this escalation of drone activity, a number of RIBs were deployed with armed military personnel, some of those commandos on board. Our radio communication was jammed. Large spotlights were used and shined into boats. And there was an escalation of alert amongst the boats. This interception was always a possibility that was accepted, but or expected, but much closer to Gaza. We are over 1,000 miles away from Gazan territorial waters, and certainly this was not expected to happen so close to and in close proximity to a European member state.
So you must be worried then that the rest of the boats in the flotilla that haven't been intercepted will be before long.
There are, as we know, so far 14 boats that are sailing quite quickly towards Greek territorial waters. The pod that we were part of was sailing in proximity to two other support ships that were organized by Greenpeace and Open Arms, which is a search and rescue ship. That now that it's daylight, we expect them to reach territorial waters or sort of Greek territorial waters safely. However, there are over 20 boats that have been both illegally intercepted and those on board illegally detained. So under maritime law, this can constitute, and this language can sound quite old and mariner-like, but kidnapping on the high seas. This was completely out of Israeli jurisdiction. We were, again, sailing in international waters, and an attack on the flotilla began with no warning, no provocation, and certainly no clarity as to whom exactly initially had surrounded our boats until we heard it through the Israeli media.
And Caoimhe, are you or any of your colleagues in touch with those people who were on the intercepted boats?
No, there has been zero communication from the early hours of the morning. All radio communication was jammed, phone signal was jammed, and all that we have are these sort of SOS videos that people, released as boats were coming towards them. There is a legal group that is working to try and get clarity as to where exactly they are, what their welfare is, but there's an expectation. Because one of the ships that participated in this illegal interception was a large military vessel. There's an expectation that people might be transferred onto that, that it might be used as a prison or detention ship, and that people might be taken against their will days from here, over 1,000 miles, to potentially Israeli prison or deportation processes.
I'm sure you're aware there's a lot of interest in the fact that Dr. Margaret Connolly is part of the flotilla, the sister of President Catherine Connolly. My understanding is, according to reports, that she is on one of the vessels that hasn't been intercepted. Is that right?
Yes. I spoke briefly to them about an hour ago. They're in good spirits, good health. Ironically, and I just say this as an indication of how unexpected this interception was, this illegal interception slash attack. But yesterday, we were all sailing together in absolutely beautiful weather. People were playing traditional music. The Irish boat sort of passed quite close to ours. One of our crew members played some Irish music. She's actually Belgian, and a number of Irish participants on the other boat, you know, were sort of singing songs back. And I just say this as, you know, indication A of it certainly was not expected so soon in this journey, but also, you know, as a glimpse of the wide spectrum of people that have signed up, you know, in the absence oftentimes of governmental action to quite a high risk action. You know, the boats and were comprised of grandparents and carers and social workers and medics and marine biologists and musicians and a whole wide spectrum of humanity who, you know, in the days that we spent together, it was so clear we're really united by a common belief in the necessity of action in response to the ongoing genocide in Gaza.
And despite the interception by the Israeli forces, the plan is to continue with the flotilla, even though the likelihood is, Caoimhe, given what we've seen overnight, that the other boats will be boarded now too.
So there's going to be a period of sort of reconvergence, I think, of assessment and analysis. And yes, you know, also reflection in terms of the possibility of interception happening, you know, the minute boats set sail again. However, I think this should not be an inevitability. And that's really where people come in the sense of trying to advocate and lobby, you know, for the absolute necessity of a humanitarian sea corridor to be able to reach the Gaza Strip in a context of ongoing hermetic siege. And I say that having lived and worked in Gaza for years with psychosocial, you know, and medical projects, that the siege is suffocating. And add on to that the horrific levels of destruction and death of the past few years. There needs to be routes into Gaza that are not controlled by an occupying army, that can open and close those border crossings at whim, that can prevent cancer patients from evacuation and the delivery of humanitarian aid.
So the plan is to continue with the aid flotilla despite what happened overnight.
The plan is to reconverge and assess and then to decide. But again, you know, we do have international law on our sides. Those participating, our boat had not intended to go all the way. We're here in an observer capacity, but I know the level of commitment that I see in many people, and I'm sure they very much balance, you know, the risks of these missions with what they perceive as the necessity of people mobilizing and sometimes doing what governments won't or can't or won't. Okay. But yeah, thank you.
Caoimhe, thank you very much for joining us this morning, and we will keep in touch with you. That's Caoimhe Butterley, who's acting as an independent observer. And as we heard, the Israeli forces boarded some of those vessels which were part of the civilian aid flotilla heading for Gaza. And we're going to keep an eye on that story as it develops over the course of the morning.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.